views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This is your moment. Gather together each week to follow leadership by example, love, and inspiration. Welcome to Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with one of the most prominent naturopathic doctors in this country, as well as a leading detoxification and environmental illness specialist. Now, here's your host, Dr. Ronnie.
Hello, welcome. This is Dr. Ronnie, your host, and we are on Holistic Health and Wellness, Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness, and there are truly a lot of miracles. I am excited today, and we have a lot of value for you because I have Dr. Enid Holler with me. She's a psychologist. She has her doctorate in clinical psychology, her master's in social work. She founded the Lyme Support Group on Martha's Vineyard 6 years ago. She also founded the Martha's Vineyard Lyme Center 3 years ago. And as you well know, I've been on Martha's Vineyard for 20, 25 years. And there's a lot of talk, not only on Martha's Vineyard, but around the country today about Lyme disease. And as you also know, Lyme disease is growing faster than we can even say that. Lyme disease today is the most commonly reported vector-borne illness in the United States. Lyme disease is more than an infection, and we're going to be talking about that today because chronic Lyme needs a multi-system health control modalities, and that's what we do in Martha's Vineyard. And we have doctors all around the country now. So 20 years ago, it was very different. Today, we do have some answers for you. 5 years ago, there was some issues around that. So I'm already getting calls, and I'm going to turn my text off because it looks like we've got calls already. Well, Dr. Holler, welcome.
Thank you, Dr. Ronnie.
It's an exciting show today because we have questions already, my dear. Before we get started, we've been working together, and I've come to your support group, and I've given a lot of value to your support group, trying to keep up. It's hard to keep up with Lyme disease today. You know, one out of five full-time. I want to talk to you about the residents on Martha's Vineyard a little bit later because, you know, my clientele's picking up here. But before we get started, I want you to just give us an overview, in your opinion, how far we have come with Lyme disease in the last 5 years since I've started with you. Where are we today? What is Lyme disease? And is there any hope?
Yes, there's a lot of hope now. When I first started this work, the reason I started this work, is because when my family, my daughter and my husband moved to Martha's Vineyard 9 years ago, we rented a house that was in a very tick-infested area. We were all infected and did not know that we had been infected because no one spoke about Lyme disease back then. And, it was very hush-hush here in the vineyard. And even though this is considered ground zero for Lyme disease, one of the worst places in the United States, for the highest rate of Lyme disease in the United States is here in Martha's Vineyard and the Cape and the Islands. Still no one spoke about it. And so we went, my husband, my daughter and myself went 2 years without the proper medication. So our Lyme disease turned into a chronic infection. And that is the thing that was very difficult for our doctors to comprehend, because they had been instructed to believe that chronic Lyme does not exist. And that's what they were taught in medical school. And that's why when you would go to the doctor here and be tested for Lyme disease, whether it be at a private doctor's office, the hospital, or a walk-in clinic, if you tested negative on that Lyme test, you were told that you did not have Lyme disease. And that's what we were told. So we went longer without the proper treatment, and It is a progressive disease. It can get in your brain and cause neurological damage. It destroys your nervous system. It destroys your immune system. And it can get in your heart and cause cardiac Lyme. And it gets into basically all the little crevices in your joints. The collagen it's attracted to, and when it embeds into your tissues, and it's had over a year to get into your tissues, then it's really hard to turn it around.
That's amazing, because I'm sure people are going, whoa, it's because that sounds really, really scary. And, you know, when I get clients at the retreat with Lyme disease, and, you know, with the co-infections, which I want you to explain, the co-infections, you know, I always tell them that Lyme disease, it may be a one-syllable word, Lyme, but it really is a multi-system infection, and you have to address the whole body. And that's one of the hardest things to explain to someone that it's not just one organ, that it does affect your immune system, and it does affect, you could have muscular skeletal symptoms, you could have neurological symptoms, and I've been seeing a lot of gastrointestinal symptoms lately. I don't know, it's because people know that I specialize in colonics and gastro diseases, but I've been seeing a lot of that. What would you say to someone who they suspect exposure, because the symptoms, there's so many symptoms, Dr. Holler. I mean, it's not like someone will, and that's why it's so hard for a doctor to diagnose. It reminds me of 25 years ago when I was diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome, and they said, oh, there's no such thing as chronic fatigue syndrome. There was no such thing as fibromyalgia. Oh, there's no such thing as yeast infection. I mean, you know, I'm old enough today to realize that we get impacted with these chronic, serious whole body diseases, and it takes many, many years before the doctors understand it, to the point where we have to be in an epidemic before we get help.
That is so true. And chronic Lyme is definitely now, I think, for the first time being recognized by our medical communities. The very first chronic Lyme program for the treatment of chronic Lyme just opened in Charlestown, Mass, at Spalding Hospital. And that opened in June, and they are finally counting chronic Lyme patients in the partner's computer system. That is a huge step in the right direction. That means that it's going to open up research for chronic Lyme. Stanford University is at the top of the research for chronic Lyme now. They have really made it their mission to help doctors to understand that this is a real illness, and that our medical guidelines have got to be changed from the IDSA, the Infectious Disease Society of America, and the CDC have to change their criteria for the diagnostic codes. What I'm trying to say is, chronic Lyme really doesn't even have a diagnostic code yet, if you can believe that. So it needs to have a code, it needs to be recognized by the insurance companies, and it needs to be covered. And that's what we're fighting for right now with the Lyme Coalition in Boston, where I live now. I go back and forth now from Boston, Martha's Vineyard, because there's a lot of activity in Boston for helping the chronic Lyme patients, and many people are finally getting the proper treatment that they need, and they're finally not trusting the blood tests any longer. And they realize that the only way you can really diagnose chronic Lyme is, you know, using the symptoms. And the symptoms are all over the place, but they are consistent. They can be different from one person to another. One can have headaches or stomach aches, or restless legs, gastrointestinal problems. They can have fatigue. They might not have total fatigue. Some do, some don't. Some get a rash when they get bit, some don't. Some realize they've been bit, and others don't even know that they've been bitten. So the old criteria really doesn't apply anymore for Lyme disease.
Yeah.
And I think that that's what is starting to change. Thank God.
Wow. You know, it's a pleasure to have you on today. First, I just wanted to say that before we go to break. because living on Martha's Vineyard, and just even in the last 3 weeks, I've had some questions about Lyme. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about, because I got a question in, what if I suspect exposure was the question. And one of the symptoms, and what are the symptoms of an acute contact with the tick? Because we're on Martha's Vineyard, people want to know that. And when you come back, I'd like you to explain the difference between chronic Lyme and acute phase of Lyme, the early phase of Lyme. I mean, the early phase of Lyme, we have a lot of education on Martha's Vineyard around that. We know about the fevers and the chills and the sore throats and the headaches and the fatigue. But you know what's really important here? What's really important is chronic Lyme. And I want you to explain the difference between the early phase Lyme and chronic Lyme, because that's where my clients come to me, and of course to you, is because of all of the chronicity of this disease is affecting not only our families, but our entire country is being affected by chronic Lyme. Yes. We have yet to see the worst of it. And I think that when we come back, I would like for you to explain that, because we have a caller that's probably having some issues. One of the issues that she listed was the shortness of breath and a visual. She no longer can see. So when we come back with Dr. Holler, we have more value for you on Lyme disease, acute and chronic Lyme, and we'd like to talk to you about some of the symptoms and what you can do.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start willing the game of life with the unique and incomparable Lynn Brown. As an intuitive healer and experienced business manager, Lynn can help you live your life to its full potential. To learn more about Lynn, visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
Hello, we're back again. This is Dr. Ronnie, your host on Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. And we have a special guest here today, Dr. Enid Holler, who founded the Lyme Support Group on Martha's Vineyard 6 years ago. And she also founded the Lyme Center 3 years ago. And she is really busy because we do have a lot of Lyme. But let me tell you, not only do Martha's Vineyard have a lot of Lyme, but Lyme is growing all over the country. I was in Maryland not too long ago, and I tell this story a lot, but I was sitting in the front yard. I think I told you this story, Enid, and the deer, a whole family of them, were just like looking at me. And I thought that they were like way out in the forest somewhere, way out in the mountains. But this family of deer was right there on her yard, right like feet away from me, and they just sat there looking at me. And that's when I knew we were in some serious trouble. because we now have it everywhere. The ticks are coming into our house. And I know, not sure if you told me this, but someone told me there's a new type of tick now where it just actually finds you, looks for you. This is getting pretty scary. And I think that, you know, education is important, is valuable, but I think that we need more education, and it's not fast enough. It's not fast enough because by the time someone gets chronic Lyme, especially neurological Lyme, they're in such bad shape, they lose the battle. They lose the battle on health because they didn't get the education fast enough and they didn't know where to go, what doctors to go to, what treatments to do. Mm-hmm. What does chronic Lyme look like? And let's talk about some value, what these people can do. Yep. And then I would like for you to talk about the tests.
Yes. Well, that's a really, really important question you're asking me, because what usually happens with people that come down with chronic Lyme and it's had time over a year to embed into your system is that their test came back negative, you know, their blood test, wherever they went to have their Western blot or their ELISA, it came back negative and they were told that they did not have Lyme disease. That is the hugest mistake that happens over and over and over again. And I would say 90% of the people that I've met with chronic Lyme were told that they were negative on that test and they went away from their doctor or their hospital thinking they did not have Lyme disease. Then, of course, they did have Lyme. We're thinking it's 60% of the people. In other words, that test is that they're using now, the ELISA and the Western blot, is only 30% of the time correct. So there are 60% of the people walking away from their doctor or their hospital or wherever they live thinking that they do not have Lyme when they really do. That is a deadly mistake, because as soon as the Lyme starts embedding, gets it into your system, it gets worse and worse and worse every month that you have it. And people don't realize they have it. That is the very, very sad thing too, because the symptoms come and go. It's a parasite. The Lyme borrelia, it is called, the actual bacteria that is in the tick that goes into your system, it plays tricks on your system. It can enable your, basically disable your immune system. Mm-hmm. It can trick your body into thinking that you're fine when you're really not. The symptoms come and go because it's a parasite and it hides in your system.
That's pretty scary.
It's very scary. So you really, there are people, I've met people, and I'm not kidding, Ronnie, most of the people, and I've got 800 some people emails on my list here just at the Lyme Support Group of Martha's Vineyard. And of those 800 some people that I've met and heard their stories, they all were walking around with this disease for many years before they were diagnosed properly. And some 10, 15, 20 years.
Well, the first thing is they don't know what to do, because, like, you know, and I'm still learning, and I've been treating Lyme, because, you know, I've been treating Lyme victims for years, Dr. Hall, because when I didn't even know it was Lyme, I was treating Lyme, you know, because I treat whole body diseases. But how can, you know, it's complicated, you know, there's a variety of tests that's available. I mean, you know, someone asked me, okay, which one? Is it the ELISA test or the Western blot, or is it the PCR test? They don't know what test to take, and they don't even know where to get the test from.
Well, let me tell you, the ELISA is no good by itself. The ELISA test, it was only used for a diagnostic tool and should never be used alone. For one, and they were actually using it here at the hospital for many years by mistake, and they had not done their research, because this is just such a terrible disease, because people don't know about it and the doctors haven't been allowed to study it. The other test, the Western blot, that is usually available, it is not a good Western blot that they have in the labs, the blood labs across the country, because the Lyme-specific bands have been taken out. Five Lyme-specific bands have been taken out of that regular Western blot. They took those out because of the vaccine that didn't work several years ago, but they never put the bands back in. The Igenix test, they're in Palo Alto, California. You can go to their website. They have an 800 number. You can call them and get a kit. They have put those bands back into the Western blot that they have, and that test is 100% better than any test you'll get anywhere else.
And that's the test that I was doing. I mean, they're in Palo Alto, California.
Yes, yeah. Palo Alto, and it's spelled I-G-E-N-E-X, iGenX. And you go to their website, you call their number, and you get a kit sent to you. And then you take that kit to, you're going to have to take it to a Lyme literate doctor. Mm-hmm. And basically the best way to find a Lyme literate doctor is you go on to the ILADS website. That's International Lyme Disease and Associated Disorders, ILADS website. Those are Lyme literate doctors, and they will help you with finding a Lyme literate doctor in your area where you live, no matter what state that you live in. And you must go to that doctor to have the iGenX test done and signed off on, because your regular doctor will not know how to read that test, unfortunately.
It is so sad to hear that, but I totally believe in the iGenX test. I send them my clients there as well. And so you want to go to www.igenix.com, correct?
Exactly.
Okay, glad I got that right.
Yes.
And, you know, and I hope we answered her question. This young lady is very concerned that not only does she have it, but she's also concerned that her 13-year-old daughter have it. And whenever I hear about that, I always think about you and your family, your husband,
oh, yeah,
and your daughter, and how you guys overcome some of the symptoms that you've had.
Well, it tends to run in families, and we're not sure if it's because that the families are living in tick-infested areas, mm-hmm, and that's why they all got Lyme, or where a lot of people are believing it could very well be sexually transmitted. We're not sure. We know that you can give Lyme disease, and to your unborn baby in utero, and your baby can be born with Lyme disease. And that, we know that that's true. So if that is able to happen, we are, you know, suspicious that it could be being, somehow transmitted in another way, because we're not the only family here that has Lyme disease. Many people, this is running in families. You know, in the Lyme support group, I've got many people that it's running in families. So
yeah,
this is not unusual.
So I have another question that just came in, and this question was, when you take a tick, of course you got to remove the tick the mm-hmm right way, but do you suggest bringing the tick in to the hospital or your doctor so it could be tested, because not all ticks are infected with the bacterium? Do you recommend that, or do you just recommend that if someone got bit by tick, to just go ahead and get the antibiotics?
Yeah, a lot of people ask me that question, especially here in the vineyard, because these ticks could be carrying anything from many co-infections, as you mentioned, Babesia, Bartonella, Ehrlichiosis, Rocky Mountain Spotted Fever. And now we do have the Lone Star tick that is actually crawling into your house. You don't have to be wiping against it, you know, the tall grass any longer. This is a heat-seeking tick of some sort that now comes in and gets you. So that's a new tick we...
Do you know how that sounds? We're not safe outside. We knew that. But now we're not safe inside. So, you know, that always brings me back to, you know, because I do a lot of whole body work with, you know, cancer and, you know, just whole body diseases. And I never thought that, you know, in my day that I would be saying to my clients, yes, I can help you with your chronic illness and I can get you back stable, your health-wise, but don't step on the landmine. And they go, well, what's a landmine, Dr. Ryan? I go, well, when you go outside and play ball, or if you have picnics, you know, or anything outside, you be careful, because our environment is not safe. And then I got to talk about, then our water is not safe. And that always brings me back to one thing. You have to be able to address your immune system. And we're going to talk about what to do, how to keep yourself healthy when we come back, because that's the main thing. Because, and also, one quick question before we go to break. I want you to answer this question. Mm-hmm. Not everyone who's gotten bit from a tick will get chronic Lyme. Not everyone will have Lyme disease. And we don't know what determines that, why, you know, people can be bit and never been affected. I mean, that's mm-hmm. a big question.
Sure. That's true. And we should address what you asked earlier about, should we send the tick in? Some people do, but we might want to do that after the break.
Okay. So we'll answer those two questions when we get back. And then I like to talk about some of the things that people can do and a little bit about what I do when I get a chronic Lyme patient. And also, I'd like for you to address what, I don't know if we did that, but what does that look like? What does a chronic, because some people think they got fibromyalgia or they got yeast infection. Mm-hmm. They don't really know they got Lyme, Dr. Holler. We need to explain to someone, what does that look like? You might have chronic Lyme and not know it.
That's right.
So that's important because I get them very, very late. And I like to talk about one particular client that I got that we turned her around immediately by addressing something very, very important, and that is the immune system. But how to do that? Because that sounds like a big word, the immune system. But basically, it's something very, very specific that you can do for your immune system that will not kill the Lyme, but it will certainly help. When we get back, more on Lyme disease with Dr. Holler.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Do you often find yourself feeling overwhelmed, overworked, or exhausted? Are you ready to embrace a life filled with more love, connection, and joy? Best of the Month list and 5-star rated on Amazon, Conscious Being by author TJ Woodward will awaken you to your true nature. To learn more about how to get your copy of Conscious Being, visit consciousbeingbook.com today.
Hello, we're back again with Dr. Holler. We're talking about Lyme disease today, and it's a very important subject, and is often one of the most misunderstood and controversial illnesses of our time. Not only is it difficult to test, but it's difficult to find the right doctor, and thousands of people go undiagnosed. And we are so happy to have Dr. Holler with us here today. And she's going to give you a little more value about what to do and how do you know that you have chronic Lyme and what to do about it. And then also she's going to talk about the support group a little bit and how we now have a doctor on the island that's doing a special test for Lyme. So we are getting there. And the other thing I want, Dr. Holler, we can talk about this for 3 more sessions and not get through all of it. But I also would like to mention the film, Under Our Skin. This film talks about this mysterious ailment. It also talks about the politics of the disease. So there's a lot to talk about. I know that with the little bit of time that we do have, but I'd like for you to start by giving people... Let's talk a little bit about what they can do and what does it look like. And
Yeah, I can do that. First, I just want to let people know that acute Lyme is really short-term Lyme. So that's really when you've just been bitten. And if you go and get the proper antibiotics for at least 3 to 4 weeks, you should be okay. But if you have any symptoms beyond the 4 weeks, you should go back to see a Lyme-literate doctor to make sure that all the bacteria has been eradicated out of your system. That's very important. And then if you suspect that you have Lyme, even if you came back negative on the Western blot test, you definitely want to try the better test or go find a Lyme-literate doctor through the ILADS website, or you can always call me at the Lyme Center of Martha's Vineyard. I talk to people every day. from all over the country to try and get them the correct Lyme literate doctor in their area. Now, as far as testing the tick, it's not that important to test the tick. It might be for Massachusetts. It's actually pretty good to send it in. There is it's Stony Brook, a lab there that will test them for you. But, you know, the numbers are coming back that it's about 80% of the ticks that are carrying something in the Martha's Vineyard area. I'm not sure the other stats in the other states, but Massachusetts is on the top of the list, and Martha's Vineyard is on the top of the list of Massachusetts. Now, as far as being misdiagnosed with fibromyalgia or chronic fatigue or any other kind of autoimmune system, disease, it can very well happen very easily because our doctors are not looking for chronic Lyme. That is not on their list of their diagnostic codes. It doesn't even exist. So they're going to misdiagnose chronic Lyme a lot, and that happens many, many, many times. Most of the Lyme support group that I've talked to, and if you look at the movie Under Our Skin, it will show you that almost all of those people were misdiagnosed first with another ailment before they got the proper diagnosis, and they went through 20 doctors before they actually got the proper diagnosis. So it's really hard to get a proper diagnosis in our medical system now, existing the way it is. That's why finding a Lyme literate doctor is so important to finding out if you do have chronic Lyme or not. As far as the blood work that we're actually getting ready to draw here in the vineyard for Dr. Alan McDonald in Florida. He's one of the doctors in Under Our Skin, the documentary, and he has dedicated his life to studying chronic Lyme disease and Alzheimer's and dementia and how they may be related. He feels that the brains that he has dissected from Harvard, many of the brains that were Alzheimer's brains donated to Harvard, he has tested for the Lyme spirochete, and they have come back negative. And I think it's 8 out of 10 brains. I think he gets 10 brains at a time. He's had a very high percentage of Alzheimer's brains coming back negative for the Lyme spirochete in the brain. So we are helping him draw blood here in the vineyard for his new DNA test for Lyme disease that he's developed. And he's a very, very smart man. We've become close friends now. And so that is what we're just trying to get a better test for Lyme. That's what everybody is trying to get now. And it's we're having a hard time.
Yeah.
That's why the blood tests are so poor.
Well, look, we're coming a long, long way. And that's what's really, really important. Yeah. And some of the most major goals of treatment for people with Lyme is to first keep their immunity up. And doing things that can boost your immunity while you're supporting the affected organ. And some people say, well, you know, I've had Lyme for years and my gastrointestinal system's off and I can no longer absorb food and I can no longer go to the bathroom on a regular basis. So they have gastrointestinal chronic Lyme. And then some people have such severe brain fog that they can even no longer get themselves to a proper doctor because getting out of bed is a major effort. So
yes,
have
yes.
to provide support in a lot of different areas. And we're not there yet where we have social workers and clinical psychologists and medical doctors and naturopaths all on the same team to treat chronic Lyme. And not until we get there, we're not going to make a big, huge dent in this disease until we really get everyone on board treating the chronicity of this very serious and mysterious illness. Mm. And that's one of the reasons why I follow this work is because I've been there 30 years ago when some of these other mysterious diseases came out on board. And I know just how long it takes and the effort that it requires and the fundraising and all of it. Until we get this test listed as a real disease with insurance behind it, we're looking at a long road ahead of us of people suffering. Mm. And so one of the things that I want to support is the support groups around the country. And I would love for you to talk about that. And the fact that you do this support group is just amazing because people do count on it for the newest and update information. And I would like for you to give that information out and also to give your phone number out so that people can contact you. Not that you're not already too busy, but but you know, our listeners count on stuff like that from us.
That's fine. Yeah, I do offer a free service. It's no charge, and it's really a consulting line that if people have questions about if they do have chronic Lyme, and if they don't have chronic Lyme, and if they suspect they do, what are the steps and how to find the proper doctor. That's pretty much what I do all day long, is talk to people on the phone and help them. So, yes, you can call, and it's under the Lyme Center of Martha's Vineyard. And my number is 508-560-1893. You can call any time, except maybe up to 11 o'clock at night. Then I have to go to sleep. But otherwise, yes, I am open to helping anybody who needs the help. Unfortunately, until our system has changed, people like myself have to help people in this circumstance, because they really are lost. Not only are they too sick a lot of the times to help themselves, some can't get out of bed, can't walk. Some are so sick that, you know, they just can't even do one thing. So they need advocates. And if you are out there and you are sick, please try to figure out who, maybe a family member, a husband or a wife or a brother or sister, who might be able to help you. Because advocates with this disease are extremely important. This is a neurological disease, and it does get in your brain, and you really can't think very well when it's there. And it kind of goes in and out and in and out. So you get brain fog, you lose your directions, you can't find your way sometimes in your car. And that's why we think that late stage Lyme could be dementia and Alzheimer's, because I've met a lot of people that it has turned into that. And this is a very important area of study that we're just encountering now. So we have such a high rate of dementia and Alzheimer's in this country. It's gone up considerably in the last few years, especially. And I don't think it's a coincidence. I think they might be related. And that's one of the things I'm afraid of myself. Because even though you might get better from Lyme disease and you feel like you've gotten better, it can come back sometimes a year later and research surface when you have a stressful situation in your life, and it stays dormant in your system, and it comes back sometimes at the worst times when you can't really deal with it. So the other thing is important to remember that if you do get bitten again, then you're reinfected. And if you've had chronic Lyme, that reinfection is going to come back much stronger than the time before. So it's hard to get better, is what I'm trying to say. And it does change your entire lifestyle. You become very healthy all of a sudden. You start to eat gluten-free and sugar-free, and all these things are very helpful about building up your immune system, like you were talking about, Ronnie. And it does help you, but you do have to get the proper help from the proper doctors. That's what I encourage.
Well, I want to invite people to go to your website. So go to MarthasVineyardLyme.org. And also, one of the things that I want to tell people is how you can help. There's ways that you can help. By going to the website, you can also sign up to be an educator. You can host an event in your town to raise funds. You can make a donation. I mean, there's things that you can do. You could become a volunteer. One of the things that Dr. Holler and I did a couple of years ago, we gave a retreat, and we gave a free 21-day retreat to a Lyme victim that told us a story. And we had some other credentials and some other things that were required of that person to become a candidate for a 21-day free retreat. But there are many things out there that you can do. And I'm a great supporter of the Martha's Vineyard Lyme Disease Association. And I am inviting you to be a member as well. I really appreciate Dr. Holler. We've got a couple of minutes before we go to break. And then when we come back, I'd like to talk a little bit about how you can help yourself right now by doing some things, some treatments, how you can help yourself right now by eating cleaner and better. And one of the other things that I wanted to talk about, there's so many things to talk about, but one of the things I wanted to talk about was, if you suspect Lyme in one of your family members, don't wait. If you see anything mysterious going on with your teenager, we had a young man on the island that everyone suspected that he was taking some type of drug, because he was walking like he had Parkinson's disease, and he was just newly diagnosed with chronic Lyme. I think that's great, the fact that someone diagnosed him. So when we come back, let's talk about what to do if you suspect you have chronic Lyme.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer, and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com, or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Hello, we're back again, and today we are talking about Lyme, and we're finishing up our Lyme session with my friend Dr. Holler, who is not only founded the Martha's Vineyard Lyme support group 3 years ago. I would like for her to give us some value on what we can do immediately when we find that we've been bitten, and then what you can do later on. And then I'm going to talk to you a little bit about what we do at the retreat. Now, we do know the chronicity of chronic Lyme is presented to us in many different areas of the body. We talked about muscle pain, we talked about gastrointestinal pain, we talked about cardiac Lyme. One of the things, no matter what organ that's being affected by chronic Lyme, and I don't care if it's anxiety or depression, we must remember this one thing, and that is, if you take care of your immune system by giving your body the basic nutrition that it asks for, you at least can get up each and every day and decide on that next step. Because Dr. Holler, that's where I find that people lose the battle, is that they lose energy because they stop eating. And when you stop eating and when you stop taking your immune system, you fail to find the right direction to go in, because it's not easy to know that you have chronic Lyme. It's not easy to know whether it's cardiac Lyme, gastrointestinal Lyme. I mean, this is a multi-system disease. And in order to help people, we have to first get them on board with the basic nutrition. One of the things that we've done at the retreat is we first detox you. At the same time, we put you on something called maximum nutrition in small dosages all day long. Now, that may sound complicated, but it's really not. The first thing what we talk about is that you must put back into your life all of the essential nutrients. And there's a lot of them. There's 43 essential nutrients. And prior to this new company that I've partnered up with, I used to do that with about a bowl full of pills and maybe three or four packages of supplements. But now I realize that the body responds very well to food with the nutrition in it. So the first thing that I put people on first thing in the morning is a very strong antioxidant drink. There's many of them out there. I use Metaberries, Limu juice, and at least three other ones. But I want to invite everyone on that's listening to email me that you would like the protocol for how to get your immune system better. And I promise you that I will send you that protocol. But for right now, I just want to tell you what it is that you can do. Right after that antioxidant juice, you want to make sure you get a nice green juice. Green helps the body to alkalize. It helps the body to cleanse. It helps the body with oxygenation. It helps the red blood cells to build up. And there's another, I can write a book on what green drinks do for you. But all you got to do is go to a store right now and you can find out what green drinks do for you. The third drink of the day that you want to do is anti-inflammatory. And we already know that most Lyme victims are highly inflamed. You see it in their joints. They have muscle pain. They have neck stiffness. We know that. So we have to have what's called a natural anti-inflammatory drink. And it's lemon and it tastes delicious. The next drink of the day would be another green drink because we're trying to keep the body more towards alkalinity as opposed to very acid. Already getting up in the morning, you're very acid. Fighting a chronic illness, you're very acid. Having depression and anxiety, you're very acid. So we are normally acid when we're sick. So we're just trying to create homeostasis here. We're just trying to create a balance in the body. And then towards the evening, you want to make sure that you have a healthy meal. And what we suggest is having some protein, another green drink, and keeping it very, very simple and taking enzymes every day with your chewing meals and a probiotic every single day. The other thing what we do at the retreat is we customize your program with certain foods that have 43 essential nutrients in it. What are those 43 essential nutrients? It's protein, essential fatty acids, 14 minerals, 14 vitamins. That's what I'm talking about when I talk about maximum nutrition in small dosages all day. You're covered all day. Your immune system is going to recover. You will be able to wake up without inflammation. It will decrease your brain fog. It will help you with your pain. That is the first step in getting well, so that you now can deal with the organ that's being affected. And everybody that have chronic Lyme have their own set of specific problems. In order to help you with that specific problem, you have to be able to communicate to the doctor what it is. I have so many chronic Lyme patients that the first thing is it takes me 3 or 4 meetings before I get the whole story. And I remember when I first met you, Dr. Holler, and listening to your story. It wasn't until like the year later, I wasn't sure, it was a year later, 2 years later, when I finally got it and said to you, okay, enough is enough. Off of the chronic antibiotics and let's work with your immune system. Then you got better. Am I right?
Yes, you are totally right. And what you're pointing out is that, you know, chronic Lyme is really complicated. It's not the easiest thing to diagnose or treat, and that's why you have to get specialists like yourself to figure out what your personalized recovery program is and how far has the Lyme gotten into your system, how deep is it in your system, and how we have to somewhat reverse what has been going on. So when we got sick ourselves and my family, it took us 2, maybe 3 years of, just to start to turn this disease around. This is not the easiest thing. I mean, we didn't start feeling better till 2 or 3 years into the treatment. So it's however long it takes for it to get into your system, sometimes it can take that long to actually start to make yourself well again from this disease. And that's what I'm worried about with people that don't get the proper treatment or diagnoses, is that if they get a diagnosis of, you know, Parkinson's, or, you know, even dementia, or, you know, chronic fatigue, or any of these other diseases that we have now, they don't get the proper treatment for Lyme to turn it around. So they're given medication for all these other diseases, and it's not the proper medication to turn the Lyme around. So the Lyme is still getting worse all the time that they're taking these other meds. So that's a story I hear over and over and over again. We think a lot of people die from Lyme disease, chronic Lyme, and we think that nobody knows that they've died from chronic Lyme, because they can have a stroke, heart attack. They can die in just from, you know, heart failure, and nobody understands why. And it's what would be really helpful is if people start allowing scientists to start to do autopsies, so that we can see how many people have had this bacteria in their system enough to kill them. And I think it's a high number.
It is a high number, yes.
Yeah. And so that's the thing that we just don't know. We are in its infancy right now. And that's what you're stressing, that's so important for people to realize.
Dr. Holler, you know, we can talk hours about this subject, but we come to an end, and it's never enough. So we're going to have to do another session on chronic Lyme. I want to let everyone know that, you know, Lyme, let me just sum it up by saying, when you suspect you have Lyme, the first thing in order, because I'd like to put a little bit of perspective on this, and then we'll talk about some more ways of helping you by email or by contacting Dr. Holler. Mm-hmm. But not only do you kill the bacteria, you have to deal with the immune system. You have to improve your internal environment. And that's where I come in at. You have to do oxygen treatments. You have to detox, guys. You have to have stress management. It's a whole body disease, so you have to treat the whole body. And I'm going to leave you with that by letting me know what your story is. We will sign you up for the next retreat. We will pick someone. Please contact me at drronniedeluz@gmail.com. Please contact Dr. Holler and let us help you with Lyme. Go to the Martha's Vineyard Lyme Disease Association and become a member. Become an educator. Do something to help us with this mysterious growing epidemic of Lyme disease. I thank you so very much, Dr. Holler, for being on this show today. We have given people some value, and unfortunately we have not been able to answer all of the questions that have come in today, but we will be able to answer them over the internet by them emailing us, and by hopefully contacting you. Thanks again. If you want to give out your number, and we shall see you next time.
Sure. Thank you, Ronnie, for having me on the show. And again, if you need to contact me, just go to the Lyme Center of Martha's Vineyard. Just Google that. And my number is 508-560-1893. Thanks, everyone. See you next time.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Ronnie, Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. Tune in every Friday, 3 p.m., for more exciting guests and surprising stories. Visit her website at drronnieholistichealth.com. Skype her at ronnie.deluz. Tweet at twitter.com/drronnie. Or call and leave a text at 774-208-2477.